A former president picked a winner. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Trump back to J.D. Vance, now the Republican Senate nominee in Ohio.
The people who are caught between the corrupt political class of the left and the right, they need a voice.
Vance beat several other GOP candidates and will now face Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan.
Everyone is welcome in this campaign.
Ryan hopes as well to add to the slimmest of Democratic majorities in the Senate by flipping a seat that is coveted by the GOP in its quest to win back Senate control.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Russia's intensifying attacks across Ukraine with nearly 50 airstrikes yesterday alone, hitting that steel mill again where Ukrainian civilians and troops are holed up in nearly destroyed Mariupol. More than 100 civilians did evacuate earlier.
You can't imagine how scary it is when you sit in a shelter in a wet and damp basement, which is bouncing, shaking. When we were able to go outside this week, I saw the sun for the second time in 2 months.
Another comedian attacked on stage, this time Dave Chappelle at the Hollywood Bowl last night. He wasn't hurt, but Fox's Jill Nato says the attacker was when others attacked him.
He's said to have suffered a broken hand and dislocated elbow. Chappelle went back out on stage, joined by fellow comic Chris Rock, who reportedly joked, "Was that Will Smith?" A reference to the Oscar slap from Smith.
Abortion activists demonstrated across the country. At that pro-choice rally in Los Angeles, some protesters clashed with police, throwing rocks and bottles. One officer was injured. This after the leaked draft of the Supreme Court opinion showing conservative justices ready to undo the decision legalizing abortion in favor of states' rights. Vice President Harris blames Republican lawmakers.
Who are trying to weaponize the use of the law against women. Well, we say, how dare they?
But GOP Senator Josh Hawley tells Fox,
what this opinion does do is that it puts democracy back in the driver's seat, and I hope the court will stick with it.
America's listening.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
To Fox. Back to that Supreme Court leaked abortion opinion. The Chief Justice calls it a betrayal, intent on undermining the court's integrity, and it will not succeed, directing the marshal of the court to investigate the source of the leak, which has the abortion issue front and center in Congress again.
Senate Democrats say there is an urgency to pass legislation codifying abortion protections in the federal law.
Vote on this legislation is no longer an abstract exercise.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer plans that vote next week, even with passage unlikely in the 50-50 divided Senate.
Every American is going to see where every senator stands.
Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell avoided celebrating the draft opinion, signaling an end to Roe v. Wade, or outlining next steps.
All of this puts the cart before the horse.
Instead, he says the focus should be on the court insider responsible for the unprecedented breach of court conduct.
And move forward to apply appropriate punishment.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
After a meeting to assess the economy today, Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to later raise a key interest rate another 0.5%.
Fed officials have signaled plans for an aggressive ramp up in rate hikes to combat the hottest inflation in 40 years. In addition, investors will be tuning into Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's news conference to hear his comments about how high interest rates might rise beyond this year.
Fox's Hillary Barsky and Wall Street stock futures are rising in the NBA playoffs. Boston and Memphis got even. The Celtics took game two, beating the Milwaukee Bucks 109-86. The Grizzlies tied the series with the Warriors, topping Golden State 106-101. A triple overtime thriller on the ice.
Marino scores! And Pittsburgh wins!
Evgeny Malkin's goal finally ended it. The Penguins beat the Rangers in New York 4-3 on ESPN. Calgary, Colorado, and Washington also won NHL first-round playoff opening games. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.